Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, so the Rockets lose last night.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, they won five in a row. Obviously, it's 82 games. You ain't going to win them all. But, and if you did miss it, if you missed it, this is how it sounded. In a tight game, a very, very entertaining game, 120-119, back and forth, especially in the second half. This is how it sounded.
Houston down by one. Van Fleet fought three, takes a three for the lead. Inside they fight. Buzzer game. The Grizzlies have won.
Got Kevin Harlan last night on the call, TNT. So the Grizzlies win. They pull it out. And to me, I think what we kind of saw, and I think this is going to be a question. And right now, especially if they keep this team the way it is, that I think there are a lot of you who want that. Just keep it like it is. I heard Sean Pendergast saying, don't change anything. Keep it like it is. I would just say what we saw last night I think will only heighten in the playoffs, because teams are game planning for you every single night. They know you. You've got usually better coaches and better players you're playing against. And so they really will know your tendencies and try to force you out of that. So it really enhances to have somebody at the end of the games that you feel really good about or that you can trust that can make plays, whether that's for himself or someone else. That's what we saw yesterday, that Clint stands out as. Whew, they get down in it, their final three possessions. Somehow the ball continued to end in Fred VanVleet's hands. Yep. And he's their point guard, but that would not be the one you would say, all right, coming down the stretch, trying to close a game out, this is who we want to have the ball to make plays and make decisions. Because I think he's probably the one you want to kick it out to and not the one you want trying to make the play.
Yeah, look, I think last night was disappointing on several fronts. I think, you know, it wasn't Ime Udoka's finest moment. Twice out of timeouts in the last three possessions, you end up with VanVleet getting the ball and taking step back threes, and one of them he slipped on trying to drive to the bucket, and it was a turnover, right? Or I don't know if he's trying to drive to the bucket to the right side there. I don't know if he's trying to kick it or what he was doing, but I don't think it was Ime Udoka's finest moment. It clearly was not Fred VanVleet's, you know, finest moment. I love Fred VanVleet on this team to insert into action when the push in the basketball, the aggressiveness has gotten a tad bit out of control. Get on the court, settle everything down, settle the waters, and let's either keep the momentum or let's give ourselves an opportunity to gather the momentum. Let's slow the pace. Like that guy, I love Fred VanVleet there and inserting him there. I do not like him at all three straight times having the ball in his hands first and foremost with the game on the line. Like to get a bucket, last shot, game on the line, I don't like the ball starting there. Not three times and twice dead out of timeouts. Like that can't happen. But the bigger point, which you made, is like that was an opportunity for whoever, whether it's Amen Thompson or it's Jalen Green, one of those two dudes to go get the ball, tell everybody else to get the hell out of the way and go get a bucket. Whether you make it or not is irrelevant, but go get a bucket, right? To me, Fred VanVleet, one time is enough. Three times, he's the fourth guy And at fourth, maybe even being generous.
Dylan Brooks, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, depending on who's hot that night, I mean, it could be somebody else. But if you just cold turkey name guys off the Rockets right now, I would rather Jalen Green, obviously Şengün, and clearly Amen Thompson. I'd rather those three guys have the ball first and be setting up or creating out of the gate so the defense doesn't dictate what the hell happens, right? And again, it's this one time with Van Vliet, cool, no problem. Twice? All right, I got you. Three times, what are we doing, right? So I don't think that was anybody's finest moment. And I think if they had it to do over again, Ime Udoka would make sure that one of those other guys got to rock in their hand at least once.
Yeah, to kind of go with your point, the last three possessions, 52 seconds, Van Vliet has a turnover. Then they come back, get it back, 15 seconds. He shoots a step back over one of the league's best defending centers in the game, and Jaren Jackson, center four or five, whatever he is. He's versatile, could play either one of them, but he is a former defensive player of the year and two-time block leader in the league. Tries to shoot a step back over him, and then with 2 seconds left, in fairness, Udoka said that he drew up the play for Amen Thompson to get it. He wasn't able to get it. Fred took the last one. Right. That is just something they're going to have to deal with. Obviously, you'd rather have Jalen Green. I will also be fair and say Şengün was not available. He didn't play last night. But still, even, man, getting it to your center is not – hell, I would say this. As you know, Chris, who is the Denver Nuggets' best player?
Nikola Jokic.
Who's the best player in basketball?
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I mean, you could argue Nikola Jokic or SGA.
Yes, but Jokic, I would think more people would say what he has done here.
Right.
He's won the MVP 3-4 times. Who does Denver go to at the end of the game? In a big moment, who has the ball in their hand?
Nikola Jokic.
Jokic, he does, or Murray.
Murray, yep.
Yep, many times. Those two guys, right? We saw on one end, even though they had their best player hurt in John Morant, we saw on one end, down the stretch, you go back and look, Jaren Jackson and Desmond Bane, they both had the ball in their hands, got to their spots, and that's where the shots came from. Right? It wasn't coming from the third or fourth option. It was coming from those guys. And for the Rockets, as Clint just said, maybe he's fourth, and hell, you could argue fifth. Someone just texted in, shout out to Dylan Brooks for playing his ass off. Maybe that's a route.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just put it up on the rim and just let Tyree Eason go up because nobody refuses to block him out. Good God almighty. But I mean, they knew where they were going. And right now, like to me, that is if we are looking at the Rockets and we are now establishing new expectations and you start to look ahead because they're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be a top four seed. They're going to be in the playoffs. Who is it? Not just the final possession. Who is it? Down the stretch of games, you want the ball to be in and making decisions. I am hoping it's Amen Thompson because I do think Amen and Shingun, I think both of them make the best decisions.
You want it to be them too, and you also want to include Jalen Green, to me, at least to me.
Yeah, no, Jalen can go get his own shot. I just sometimes I wonder if it's going to be the right play and how good of a shot it's going to be. But like, yeah, I think that is the big thing. But again, nothing to go crazy and lose your mind about.
Oh no,
a loss. But that is just something to look at,
especially come playoff time.
Come playoff time, look at you got three straight possessions, and it's in Fred's hands, and not just in Fred's hand to take the shot and make the final decision. All right, coming up again, I see him in the studio. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see. Our guy, Sean Bajani in the building. Area 45 coming up behind us. But the last one of the week. Let's see what my man did. Last night, we'll forget about it. All right? All right? He missed three.
Flush it.
Two for five. Go. Hey, next one. What are your best bets? What's T-Mill's best bets by way of Chris Santiago tonight?
All right. So today, I got Suns money line. They play the Warriors. KD returning to... What's their stadium called?
It's not returning. He didn't play for Chase, but I mean, I don't think Chase it.
Chase.
It's Chase. I don't think it had been built when he was playing there. He was at Oracle. Yeah.
But he's returning to play against his former team. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Suns. I'm going to take the Bucks money line. And then I'm going to take Norman Powell over 26.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And then I'm taking.
Okay. I like that.
And then I'm taking Jokic over 26.5 points. And they play. He plays the 76ers. Norman Powell plays the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, and Embiid is still out, I believe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, like, normally with Jokic, he is funky because sometimes Jokic just says, you know what, I want to pass tonight, but not this year. Jokic is, I mean, he's top. He's, like, top five in every major category, off rebounds, assists, scoring. So I like that one a lot. And Norman Powell, he is what their leading scorer. He has really, really been really, really
good. You can never argue he should have been an all-star. But
I think so. I think there's a conversation there. So I like those two especially. Beautiful. Nice.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.